I'm homeschooled, and my age is 6. My name Evelina, and to tell the truth, I don't like the idea of school. When people say, "Why aren't you in school?" to me, I get very angry. Furious indeed.
Take chances! Make mistakes! Get messy!
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Show is 2 years old. I'll tell you like some of the shows we've done so far. Okay, we've done one on dinosaurs, and we've done one on bikes, survival, opera, and poo poo.
What else have we done?
That's some of the shows we've done. The two favorite shows that I did were The Poo Poo and The Dinosaur. These are my questions. This theme is called How Do You Make? Okay. How do you make chairs? How do you make bicycles? How do you make stuffed animals? How do you make VCRs? How do you make shoes? How do you make slippers? How do you make books? How do you make chairs? How do you make pillows? How do you make coats? How do you make hats? How do you make mittens? How do you make? How do you make? How do you make?
And what kind of game do they play?
They play chase. It's a running game.
We play Lord of the Rings exactly as the book is, about all the adventures, the excitement.
She can play with her blocks, or go throw some rocks, or climb a tree and look at the view.
They're okay.
Oh, into the stream.
Climb the wet.
I'm a big glass. I'm getting the wet.
Dun, 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 dun.
How was it in there? Is it scary?
No, not really.
No? I'm scared though. I'm scared to go in. What can you say to me to convince me that it's okay?
You go along. There's a stream flowing in it. There's, when you're crawling, there's lots of sharp rocks and glass. Broken glass. Mm. And once you get to one part, there's lots of sharp rocks that you need to get around. Then you get to a rock that a rope is tied onto. And then you go down where the stream is going down. And then there's a meter drop or something with lots of ledges that you need to climb down. And then you're on a big passage. And then off to the side, there's a little passage that just ends, doesn't come out to the surface anywhere.
So how do you feel when you're in there?
Huh? Clam.
And there's water, and I got wet.
Dad,
and muddy.
Fighting over a flashlight.
And it was?
And it was really dark. I wore this one helmet kind of thing. Just this little thing you put on your head, a band, and it had the light on it, so I put it on my head. It's much easier than carrying the flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
There's more people coming up soon.
And how was it?
Well, and I also went down I had to go down a waterfall. A little tiny trickle of water going down stones. They wore away some stone looks by the looks of it, and there was this big cave. Probably weren't away from water dripping down because there was a little waterfall coming down, and there was a rope and I had to climb down. I was helped down.
You seem very happy. Was it great?
Yeah, it was excellent. And more people are also going to go in, and I think I want to be one of them again.
So where are we right now?
We're on Creighton Road, and there was just a few cars once in a while going by. Creighton Road's not as busy as Governess. Mm-hmm. Governess is the road I live on. It's really busy. It's as busy as a highway.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like to walk along a road?
Annoying.
Why?
Because of all the noise of the cars.
What do you feel like when you're walking along a busy road?
I feel angry with the cars.
Okay, so we've left the roadway, which is quite wide, and now we're in a little meadow beside a stream, Spencer Creek.
Beside a river, it seems. It's huge right now, and it's overflowed its banks a little. And the woods is a very nice place to enjoy life and take everything easy and forget about the road.
How wide is the footpath?
Very, very small. And very nice to walk on, just like in the olden days in Frodo's time.
For years I kept writing about walking, which I do extensively, as a means of exploring places, and I thought that my real subject was always the places. And it took other people to point out to me that I was writing about walking so continuously and so extensively that it would be possible to make walking the subject itself. And at first I was resistant because I thought, oh, walking, it's wholesome, it's Boy Scouty, it's all these things. And then I started thinking about how important walking has been to nonviolent revolutions, to street protests, carnivals, festivals, parades, commemorations, about all this sort of not-so-wholesome walking of streetwalkers and cruisers in the city, about the walks of poets and philosophers where they worked out their ideas, as I often work out mine. And I realized that walking was this amazing crossroads in which everything I was interested in intersected, and that was the genesis of my book Wanderlust.
Movie reveal.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
I want to talk about what we've watched. Peavy's Big Adventure.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike. What's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale.
Today we watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was fun. His bike was like a rocket. Francis is his bully.
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Peavy's got this cool house. Well, whenever he goes down this pool or this engine set, then his clothes, suddenly, you can see his clothes. He always wears this grey suit with this red bow. And he went to the magic store. And then he said to his dolly thing, how do you like school? And the doll said, closed. And then he got this fake ear, and he put it on his real ear and said,
what?
And then he got trick yum, a lot of things. And then he went back to his bike, but it was gone. Because Francis stole it. And he said, and he made this a piece of paper, and he stuck it up. It was his poster, and he had red tape, and he stuck it up, and he wrote, "Whoever returns this bike gets $2,000." And then he stuck it up, and he said, "Ooh, they return the bike, then they don't deserve any reward." It's really funny when he did an acrobat off his bike and he said to these boys,
"I meant to do that."
Did he really mean to do that?
I don't know. I guess he didn't. He's just embarrassed. So he said, "I meant to do that." Mm-hmm. And got on his bike and drove away. That's my favorite part. Well, not really my favorite part.
What's your favorite part?
I don't really know, but I'll tell you something. Well, about Peavy's big adventure. Well, he went on this truck with this ghost, and the ghost made this funny face, and he thought it was scary. And I liked it.
And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this. Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen.
Pet shop was on fire and he's afraid of snakes. So when he grabbed the snakes, then he fainted. He fainted outside on the sidewalk because he's scared of snakes. Well, Francis, he said, "Let's take a how about we take a picture on your bike?" And then he sat and Pee-wee had an idea. And then he said, "Okay." And then Francis got on, and Pee-wee pressed a button on the bike, and Francis went shooting up like a rocket off the bike. And Pee-wee got on his bike, and then he rode away. And I wish that my bike was like that. It was great.
I remember getting so mad at her because I was trying to make her climb a high wire and slide down the high wire, mm-hmm. and she couldn't hang on. So then I made her straddle it with it between her legs, and then she was top heavy and she kept falling over, and then I got mad at her, and then especially when her wig fell off, that really made me mad. But what can you do? At least she didn't mess up her makeup.
Barbie.
Hello, Radio Free Schools 2! Pretty young. Well, I want to be more involved in it, that's all. Okay. It's because I never get a chance. Do you have the idea? When I have an idea of a show, it never goes good. It never goes to that interesting. It never is that interesting. Mm. Well, we're trying to make our own crazy show. It hasn't gone very well. Well, I guess volcanoes, outer space, the magic school bus. Talk about how you feel about how I feel about it, maybe. And how much I like it. That would really make the producers pretty happy, I suppose. We made a show on the Magic School Bus show.
Maybe one on horses. We've already done one on a dinosaur. That was my idea. Maybe one on different cultures. Maybe knowing your place. Maybe one on trees. We'll do one on violin making. We've already done one on pianos.
I'm at Red Hill Valley. In the field just beside the road. That goes before you get to the wood, into the woods. In the little red tent.
What are you doing here?
We're doing some fun things this time, but the next time we're going to actually like do the action when we're blocking the road that they're trying to build, the expressway. They want to build an expressway through the valley, and that's pretty bad. Well, I might have had like 5 hours of sleep, perhaps. Because I fell asleep and I got walking up when Daddy rolled, when Madeline climbed all over me to the water to get the steal the flashlight. And pulled some more blanket away. And I hardly had anything on me. It was like this. Here at Red Hill Valley, it's very, very cold. Last night we even went under the hottest sleeping bags in the world. Our ones.
Advanced in reading, and she was very artistic, and I just felt she was being stifled in the school environment.
Despite the fact that from a very, very young age, we're making kids go to school and we're imposing an educational ideal on them, it's not working. After 150 or 160 years of compulsory schooling, people are getting dumber, not smarter. That is the raw, crass truth of schooling, is that it's cheap daycare. The straight up, child warehousing service.
The best part about school is the end of it.
Now this frame, all these parts here are all baby bees waiting to come out. This part here, you can see the shiny stuff in the bottom?
Yeah.
That's honey, but it's not finished yet. When it's finished, they cap it like that. If you break it open, there it is. If you put your finger in there and taste it, you can taste it if you want.
I'm scared of people seeing me for that.
No, they won't. No. Just put your finger right there and taste it. Yeah, like that.
There's a bee eating it right now.
Here, stand at the bottom of this tree and look up. Look way, way up. Doesn't that go way, way up there?
Whoa.
It's incredibly high.
This book is called A Tree is Just a Tree. And then there's a question mark at the end. Now I'm going to read it. A tree is just a tree. Not to a hider, not to a rider, not to a runaway, not to a holiday, not to a flicker, not to a picker, not to a chatterbox, not to dry socks, not to a wood spirit, not to a cold night, not to a boat maker, not to a trip taker, not to a tapper, not to a napper, not to a hot day, not to the old ways. Not to a small home, not to a fall poem. A tree is just a tree, not to me!
Alrighty, so let's go deep into the forest.
It's like really beautiful, and then it would give a lot of oxygen and everything. they give a lot of oxygen, so without those trees, it'd be harder to breathe. And also, it's very special. It's very beautiful, and it's so magical, and I don't know how they could be able to cut it down.
Can you tell me, what did you learn from this whole experience of today?
That if there's enough people, then they can't arrest them all.
No, I want to talk about my owl thing from my birthday.
Okay.
I'm Brandon, and I'm 5 years old. And I want to tell you what they did on my birthday when we went to Red Hill Valley. And when we told them that it was our birthday, and so we heard, and so they played a song for us.
Education. You don't buy an education. No one can compel you to be educated. We forget that. You earn an education. You earn it yourself. School has not become a communal resource. It's become a private enterprise administered by professionals, almost as if it was medicine, very expensive medicine.
We're dumb and down, dum-dee-dum-dum, dumb and down, dum-dee-dum-dum.
Words, doing all these manipulations to get them, that language, a lot of parents ask me, so, how do I get my child to do this? How do I get my child to do that? And says, you can't get another human being to do anything. Only they can get themselves to do things if they want to, and if they have the freedom to choose to. That's our duty, is to discover, not to foresee you, but to discover you. And that's what we are here for as parents.
The fool saw the cheese and laughed!
Yeah, it's the best idea.
The cheese ate the cheese.
And how do you feel when a grown-up says to you, stop jumping up and down, it's making me annoyed?
Well, I get all I want to do it more, louder. Boom, 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 boom. And they tell me, stop! They yell at me, stop!
And what do you do?
And then I try to do it louder.
Oh, no, then you get in trouble, don't you?
And then sometimes I might get in trouble.
If they're really mean grown-ups.
Yeah. But if they're not, they just say, just be quiet. And they give me a timeout.
Okay. And you've been crazy all your life, right?
Yeah.
How long do they have to work?
Paleontologists, if they have a job, they work at least from 9 to 5. If they're students, they work almost as all the time they're awake. And if they have jobs and still have passion for what they do, they'll work for longer than 9 to 5. They'll keep their student hours.
Dinosaur Provincial Park. We really, really want to go there.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's so in many dinosaur bones.
In some places, you can't even walk without treading on dinosaur bones.
It's pretty incredible once you reach the top, because if you tie in on a hard line to the anchors and you turn around and look behind you, you can see all the fields, the farm, and just see the natural landscape, and it's so peaceful.
Matilda, the Magic Finger, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and the Crocodile. I like those ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun too. Jones and the Giant Peach is good too.
You know what? Sweet young thing, at some point I'd like to sit down and talk to you, because especially young people need to hear both sides of all issues, especially young people. And I'm concerned that you're not hearing both sides.
What do you think what the mayor had to say to you?
He was being rude, I think.
Really?
Of course we heard both sides.
Is he coming back?
He's not concerned. He's just gone off now. Where's he run off to now? We weren't finished talking.
You didn't finish what you were saying to the mayor?
I'm a detective and I came to solve the mystery of why people aren't coming out there to stop the expressway. But then he ran off and I didn't get to say it.
Oh. You're an environmental detective?
Yeah. And I'm also a detective for all sorts of mysteries.
I like to play my violin. Once there was just a protest in Dundas, and I was coming home from my violin lessons, and then I stopped there and I played my violin because I had it.
I took a picture of some yellow tape, like it was telling people not to go past. I took a picture there. Bronwyn took a picture of a tree. And Eva took a picture of the fire.
And you think you'll do more pinhole photography?
Yeah.
You just have to let go of your control and just let it be.
Tobogganing.
Oh, Jesus.
Ideas bubbling into my head. You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
We don't have an absolute or definite Afrocentric slant to our homeschooling. Well, first of all, I don't use any sort of curriculum. I just pull ideas out of my head. It just seems and feels natural to me to include a different perspective on anything that we are looking at or studying.
For us, unschooling completely means letting go of the system and completely letting go of it.
Don't eat anything unless you know what it is, and you perfectly know what it is. Don't eat anything in the wild unless you perfectly know what it is. And can you trust your animal friends? Can you trust animals, what they eat? No. You can't trust that, because some things that they can eat, we can't eat. So they can eat things that we can't. Things that they can eat can be poison to us. So don't trust the animals all the time, unless you know that you can eat them.
My name is Matt Hearn, and I live in East Vancouver, British Columbia.
I'm Pat Ferenga.
My name is Denise Magnini, and we're at Gravity Climbing Gym in Hamilton.
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to Radio Free School.
Hi there, boys and girls. This is Jello Biafra, and you're listening to CFMU 93.3 FM. Why?
The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.